Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's happening? Tiki and Tierney ready to go on this Monday out of the chute. We got to hammer a lot of stuff. Pretty busy weekend. World Series is set. We'll hit that, obviously. The plight of rookie coaches around the NFL and all the surgings and demises, or the demise of some teams, perhaps. We'll hit it. Of course, coming from our studios here, the Rocket Mortgage Studio. Need to know what it takes for home to fit your budget, your family. Rocket can. Rocket can. Rocket can. All right, Teak. I mean, you know, we could only, like, kind of do this and take the Chiefs and, you know, kind of, like, push them to this part of the room. But eventually, we're going to have to take them and throw them out of the room.
Sitting at the bottom of the AFC West, and it doesn't look like they're getting any higher anytime soon.
It's weird because I don't want to say that we're stunned that they're not quite as dominant as they've been, because there were some signs in the Super Bowl, obviously. And then it bled into the regular season. The start, okay, it's early, but they still have one of the best statistically, the best offense. And, well, we know the defense isn't that good, but, you know, Mahomes, he's great enough, and Reed, and they'll figure this thing out. And here we are, T, get ready for, Halloween. Next time these teams play, it's going to be Halloween outside of Thursday of this week to jumpstart week 8. And there's 10 teams with either as many or more wins in the AFC than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
They're a mess.
They are a mess, and their defense isn't helping them at all.
Last year,
we talked about their defense a little bit. Like, they hold, and then they're good enough when they have to be. They were middle of the road, so it could overcome any mistakes. But they didn't make a ton of mistakes last year, BT. Yeah. This year, Patrick Mahomes is second in the NFL in interceptions, which is insane to think about because of how good he's been over the first 4 years of his career. And now all of a sudden you see him pressing. If you watch game tape, there's no one getting open. I mean, the Travis Kelce's and the Tyreek Hill's, these guys that just seemingly were always running free somewhere. They're never available. And Pat Mahomes is trying to improvise. And when he improvises, he's making mistakes, fumbles, and turnovers. And that's going to cost you games against good teams. I mean, maybe this is the case of other teams just kind of catching up, understanding how to defend them, drop 8 defenders, maybe bring 3. If you're lucky, bring 4, and force Patrick Mahomes to find a wide receiver as opposed to having someone running free. But it's a little bit worrisome now. Mm-hmm. Right, we're 6 games in. Yeah. It is 7 games in.
It's worrisome.
It is really worrisome now that this is not an easy fix for a superstar quarterback to get him back on track.
Yeah, let's give the coaches some credit here. You had a few months to get in the lab and take that Super Bowl film, and we referenced it was really the antithesis of what we thought they would do. We thought they would just blitz
with
Todd Bowles did in the Super Bowl. They wound up, dropping it back, and as we talked about, now just dropping guys into coverage where nobody's running free with their arm up for that 80-yard gash play, and you got to take things underneath, and Mahomes is getting a little bit frustrated. He's looking for the big one even when it's not there. Watkins is not there, so they lost him.
Maybe even Sammy Watkins was an X factor. We talked about that earlier.
I know.
Oh, you're really missing Sammy Watkins? Apparently, yes.
I guess. But, what I think is even more interesting, not that they can't. I mean, listen, they're going to have some drafts here on defense where, if you want to look at the Chiefs for the next 3 or 4 years, put this year aside. If this is to be an outlier season in the great career of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid together, and let's say they go 8-9, 9-8, whatever it might be, right? Yeah. Make the playoffs, don't make it, get bounced early. No real run, nothing inspiring, right? they're going to have to pop on some serious defensive draft picks, and they're going to have to really recalibrate things here. But even if they're able to do that, the problem now, Teague, is you got Josh Allen, you got Joe Burrow, you got Patrick Herbert, you've got Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows what the Steelers do? They might have Aaron Rodgers next season. You don't know. The Dolphins might have Deshaun Watson.
That's right.
I mean, so things are really changing.
Yeah.
I think for a while, most of the league didn't have the firepower to keep up with Kansas City. That was one issue, and they didn't know how to defend them. Now they kind of know how to defend them. And they've got more firepower.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's two things. We can talk about defense all day. They're no longer the worst defense in the NFL. They're still down at the very bottom, but they're no longer one of the worst defenses in the NFL.
Did my team take the reins? You have to give up 560 points,
54
yards, and 54 points to the Pats.
Right.
I'm going to bury them later. But, don't even waste my time now. Keep going.
But you could focus on the defense just isn't holding up their end of the bargain. Yeah. Tennessee's D is good. They had 67 yards at Kansas City Chiefs.
That secondary is actually bad, Tennessee's
defense.
I agreed. Because you said it's good.
I said their defense is okay. But, I mean, really, they win because they control the time of possession. They Derrick Henry, and they keep you off the field. But you're right, BT. They're not great. They held Kansas City to 67 yards of offense in the first half. 67 yards. I don't think you'd ever see that. I mean, obviously they held them, you know, mostly scoreless too, only giving up 3 points on the day. But at the end of the day, to me, I watched like the play construction, and I'm trying to figure out, where is this all Pat Mahomes? Should we be looking at Pat Mahomes' ability to read defenses? And it's not. There's nobody getting open. Like, these guys are sticking. There's always a whole defender, meaning an extra defender somewhere. And Pat Mahomes is lost. He doesn't know what to do with the football. And because they don't have a run game, there's no way to take advantage of teams that drop all these guys into coverage. And so I think there's a patience thing involved here. Not just forget on the field. I'm talking about from Andy Reid
Eric
Bieniemy's standpoint. Sometimes you just got to, like, run the football.
Yeah.
Right? And commit to it and do some zone reads or, you know, pop passes to your tight end. Things to get easy yardage. Because by not doing that, they're setting themselves up for second and third and longs, and all of a sudden we know what play call is coming out. And guess what? So does the defense. And they just can't – they can't be effective and explosive. Now, they're leading the league in third down conversion, so that belies the fact that they can't stay on the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
57% is astronomically high for a third down conversion percentage. But it's less about that and more about mistakes and inefficiencies and just, I don't know, it's hard to put your finger on it. I don't even know what to say about this.
It's incredibly disconcerting, and I think what I would say now is it's gone from, you know, like, oof, you know, this feels really foreign to... I'm not stunned. No. I am stunned that they didn't score a touchdown. Keep it real. By the way, Derrick Henry had more touchdown passes than Mahomes.
Yeah.
Just let that resonate for a moment. Derrick Henry had more touchdown passes than Mahomes.
Right.
You know, there was a point, I know there were many different iterations of Tiger Woods because he had three or four different types of swings. Multiple caddies, you know, a lot of injuries, a lot of moments where he was coming back and people wrote him off and he was done and he wasn't done or vice versa. But there was a point, and I don't know that I can fully identify when it happened. Probably if I really dove into it, I couldn't. I really, you know, tried to. But just for the sake of keeping this football, I will use the Tiger Woods analogy to illuminate how I feel about the Chiefs right now. There was a point in Tiger's career when I went, no matter, he could be down 3 shots, 4 shots, he can shoot a 75 on a Thursday. That's Tiger. Tiger's Cup. Tiger's good. Not worried about Tiger. Tiger's going to be there on Sunday. Tiger's going to win a major. And then all of a sudden, that conviction morphed into hope.
Hmm.
And then the hope kind of morphed into almost despair, like sadness. I'm not there yet for the Chiefs because Mahomes is too young to be sad about.
Yeah.
But that belief that this thing is just going to flip, oh, yeah, 2 weeks, we're going to laugh about this, is nonsense.
Yeah.
Their flaws are inherent, and they're going nowhere this year.
No, they're not.
They are winning nothing.
They have such a steep road. And you mentioned this briefly, BT, to climb back into this conversation in the AFC.
Yeah.
Obviously Baltimore and Cincinnati now is actually as the number one seed if the season were in now, even though they have the same record.
And why don't you flip that order there, big guy? Why don't you say Cincinnati first?
Cincinnati.
The head-to-head matchup.
That's right.
We'll get to them next.
That's right. Cincinnati. Pumped. I'm just looking at the rankings on Pro Football Reference. Baltimore's still sitting number one. I think it's alphabetical. But it should be, obviously, Cincinnati because they've won the head-to-head matchup. Tennessee is good. I mean, they just destroyed them. They scored 27 points in the first half. And just basically,
and they beat the Bills prior.
Exactly. And so they just kind of coasted. So Tennessee is good.
Yep.
Las Vegas seems to be on a resurgence over the last couple of weeks. You got to give Bisaccia props.
Yep.
The Chargers, I mean, they're not going anywhere anytime soon. So and then you throw the Bills in there. So it's almost like, okay, Kansas City – maybe they can find themselves, but it's not going to be easy to go claim home field advantage or
home field advantage.
They got
no chance to host the game.
There's 10 games left. Think about this.
I'll make a bet right now. They're not hosting anything.
There's 10
maybe
games
a blood
left.
Drive, a food drive, toys for tots. They ain't hosting a playoff game.
I'm just saying this. There's 10 games left. And if there's a team that potentially could go 10-0 over the next 10, it would be the Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously, they have a tough schedule other than the Giants, who might challenge them.
Told you Giants could win.
Yeah, you're right.
I told you they were going to win that game.
The Panthers are garbage. Yeesh. They are so bad. Yeah. 3 points they scored.
I know.
Then they have Green Bay, Raiders, Dallas, and then a bye week. So, I mean, it's tough to their bye week.
Yeah.
But my point was, I don't see them being in this vaunted advantage like they've been for the last couple of years. 14-2 they were a year ago, having home field, a day of rest, time to prepare. Let's get to the Super Bowl. I don't see that in their future. And so the question will be, what's the mettle of this team?
Mm.
Right? Can they fight through this adversity? And then more importantly, when they're the underdog, it's easy when you're the favorite, right?
And front running.
Yes, when you're front running, everybody's trying to catch up. What are they doing? How do we stop?
Uh-huh.
But now all of a sudden, it's flipped. Now they're like, well, what are these teams doing? How do we catch up? It's a different scenario that they're going to have to navigate, and Pat Mahomes is going to have to navigate as he tries to get through this turnover slump that he's in. 17 turnovers, BT, already in the league. That's number one.
That's crazy.
In the NFL.
That is absolutely crazy. Let's hear from Andy Reid. Very rare he's had to go in front of a microphone last couple of years. Even going back to Alex Smith, they won 11 games a couple times with Alex. So things have gone awry. Here's the head coach of the Chiefs. What's he saying?
I'm seeing things that I hadn't seen before, and we just got to fix it. And the players, they know that, and I've got a good locker room, and they'll continue on with it, and the coaches will continue to do it. This is all of us, and it starts with me. Completely my responsibility and fault for how we play today, and then, the coaches feel the same way about it. So we've all got a piece of this thing.
You know, here's the other thing, Teak. I mean, you could look at a team. Yeah, I'm kind of reluctant to do it because the team they played yesterday was a JV version. But even the Patriots are showing signs of becoming more in lockstep with their ultimate identity.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're growing toward becoming more of what I'm sure Belichick envisioned them to be.
BT, it's hard to score 50-plus points in the NFL.
No question. Yeah,
right?
I agree.
I know that the Jets are playing like a JV team right now, but they still scored 54 points.
And they could have scored 60 if they wanted to.
They pulled the starters.
I know. I got you. But the Chiefs have only, because this goes back to what we said before, there's 10 teams with either as many or more wins than the Chiefs right now. So that creates a real logjam. And for a team that is clearly going in the wrong direction, I mean, you're going to have a month of play against good teams, by the way, that they have not yet put on film in 2021. So that's very hard to latch on to unless it's blind faith, which I'm not a huge believer in, unless, of course, it comes to my football team, which is all I have, is blind faith. But they have beaten nobody this year. They beat the Browns, they beat the Eagles, and they beat Washington.
Yeah.
Washington's 2-5. Mm. Eagles stink, and they might have the wrong coach. And I will give them credit. When they played the Browns, it was week one. They were a lot healthier, and the Browns obviously were a different team than they are now. But they have not looked impressive all season.
No, you're right.
The Chiefs.
You could argue they've lost to the good teams in the NFL, but aren't they supposed to be the best team
in
the
NFL? Everybody said.
And
that's what they put out for a couple years.
They are not that team right now.
No, they're not. What's Mahomes thinking? Let's hear from the former MVP and the Super Bowl champ. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
You're embarrassed. I mean, you just got spanked pretty good. I mean, it's you were coming in here trying to build off momentum of the week before, and we didn't do that. So, I mean, it's just trying to find a way to get better for next week, because you got to continue to get better and better in this league if you want to get to where you want to be at. It's kind of been one thing here and there each and every week. It's not like a whole overarching one thing. And I mean, today it was probably me just pressing a little bit too early in the game, and then it kind of got down, and we were in that kind of mode where you're kind of no huddle, which you don't want to be in. We just didn't execute, or I didn't execute really. There was open guys. You can see it on the tablet. There's pockets that were clean that I kind of scrambled from. I have to be better in order to lead this offense to score more points.
Okay. When Kansas City takes the field this weekend, you know, people are going to be dressed up in costumes. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know, Columbus Day. It's not, you know, my mom's birthday, which is late September.
Yeah.
It's almost November.
That's right.
And the next four games, my dad's birthday is early September. Giants.
Yep.
That's, okay.
That's Monday night.
You better hammer them. Yeah, you better. Green Bay, Las Vegas, and Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I know we live in a world of hot takes, and, you know, I'm not trying to dish one out today unnecessarily or whatever, but I just don't see this team regenerating. I don't see Kansas City doing anything. We're not talking about them in December as a team that can win the Super Bowl.
You're seeing potentially 1-3 over the next four before the bye week. I could see
that.
I could totally see
1-3.
And at
best, 2-2.
Yes, that's right. And so they go into their bye week at 4-7?
Six.
4-6?
I mean,
yeah.
That ain't good.
That's not good at all.
That is not good. So we shall see. And by the way, this takes...
How quick the mighty fall.
Well, man. This takes away some of the joy. Now, it adds to the intrigue.
Yes.
But it definitely, aesthetically, takes away from one of the greatest... Think about this. If you say, what's been the best part, independent of fandom, like, forget it, strip that away for a moment. Like, the most enjoyable part of the NFL the last decade or so, maybe even more. I myself, I mean, you could say, well, Brady's somehow still, I mean, from a team point of view. I would say for myself, sitting down and watching when the Chiefs are humming offensively, there's been nothing more beautiful.
That's right.
For my eyes.
That's right.
And now it's gone.
They are a fun team to watch when they're on all cylinders, clicking on all cylinders. They are not, and it's so ugly because of the disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're expecting this beautiful show, and all of a sudden we get turnovers and improvisation that turns into more turnovers, and it's just ugly.
Not a touchdown.
I mean,
not a touchdown.
You couldn't have paid me to bet that way.
Teague, I would have put $50,000 on that.
No doubt.
Honestly, like if somebody said, I'll give you a $50,000 bet, they won't score a touchdown. I would have put $50,000 on the table.
Who wouldn't? Seriously.
Yeah. All right, coming up, this is the great thing about the NFL. While one team starts to morph into something that is not quite as recognizable as it once was, another team or other teams that have kind of laid in the weeds and been kicked around, a bit of a doormat, they ascend. This is the nature of the NFL. People speed by you. Here come the Bengals, and they are for real. We're talking Cincy next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Sunday, it'll be a very happy Halloween with the NFL on CBS. Some spooktacular. I'm required to read this. Divisional rivalries, including the Steelers. Please tell me that the Halloween references kind of end here. The Steelers step into Cleveland, and they battle the Browns. The Dolphins take on the Bills. Get set for all the action. The NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. This Sunday, the NFL's on CBS. By the way, what are you guys doing for Halloween? You getting dressed up? I know you've done it like we've done it for years.
Yes,
What's the family theme? What do you got? I'll put him on the spot. That means Tracy told him.
Yeah.
He half listened. He knows he's got to do something.
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, geez. What are you?
The Mad Hatter. Oh, and Brooklyn will be
Boy, you get sucked into some of the oddest things, huh?
I forget what Tracy will be. What's the queen?
I have no idea.
Yeah, Tracy will be the queen of hearts.
That's cool.
And
I'm just worried about your role. I'm not worried about hers with the kids. They'll look good.
Brooklyn will be Alice. And
worried
Tegan,
about my partner.
Tegan will be the cat.
Okay.
The Cheshire cat.
The Cheshire cat. Yeah, that I do. I know.
I think that's how it worked. I just know I'm the Mad Hatter because I got the hat in the mail the other day.
We got some stuff in the mail too.
Like, what the hell is this?
You know, when I started getting dog tags, I got this like military jacket. I'm like, what is this? It's our Top Gun theme for the whole family,
nice.
Which is actually going to be pretty cool.
Nice.
So we're all jacked up for Halloween. What are you guys doing now? You guys, Santa's married, no kids yet. Stu Getz, eligible bachelor, no kids yet. Do you guys? At this age, Stu Getz, do you get into Halloween?
No, I haven't done anything since college. It's
really?
Been a while.
Yeah.
Since college?
Yeah.
Those Halloween parties when you're single.
Will they
awesome.
Do Halloween in your building? You have kids in your building? Or no?
I haven't seen too many, honestly.
No.
Not yet.
Sam,
no.
Do you have kids in your building? You don't.
No, it's a small building.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
No families.
That's right. The Samters own the building. I forgot.
Yes, they do.
Right. They don't allow.
They keep kids out.
They don't allow children. No children.
No suit for you.
No suit for you or children.
The owner's already small enough. Hey
now. Hey now.
Just kidding.
When we lived in a high rise in the city,
that's
what we would do.
Yeah,
you'd have to sign up in the basement.
Yeah,
so in the lobby.
I know what you're saying.
You'd get a list.
Yep.
Of all the
which homes want to participate.
Exactly.
And then all the miserable miscreants that don't.
Yes.
You walk by the like you can
but
kick
sometimes,
their door down.
Sometimes floors.
Hey, it's what you get for not giving us candy.
This was a cool thing in New York. Sometimes a whole floor would do it.
Yep.
Right? And so they would do the whole floor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the floor was just amazing.
Oh,
like,
yeah. No, we had some good experiences.
You come out of the elevator
too.
And it's like, you're
like in a haunted house. Some of the people in apartments would just leave a big bucket of candy. I mean,
yes.
So you wouldn't even have to knock on the door.
Take this.
It's coming up this weekend. So hopefully everybody's ready to have a fun week.
You want to be a champ? Dress as Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow is trending in the very, very right direction.
Let me guess.
Wait, does Santa get all excited that you kind of let me back to? I know him like a book.
He suggested that one. That's why he's excited.
Tiki, get him back on track. He forgot that we're talking about the Bengals. I forgot nothing about the Bengals because I wanted to talk about the Bengals because I'm pumped about the Bengals.
By the way, are we going to get Rookie of the Year 2 years in a row, LSU wide receivers? It looks like it.
Oh, Ja'Marr Chase is absolutely unstoppable.
I mean,
201 yards, 8 catches, a touchdown.
The touchdown where he caught it across the middle, got hit, beat Humphreys, spun out of it.
Yep.
Like he has like a lower body like a running back, dude.
He ran through some tackles.
Oh, he's powerful.
Yep.
Rookie of the year. I mean, I'm calling it right now.
Okay, and I'm not going to disagree. They are set up to be really good for a while. And here's what jumped out to me. Now, they're 5-2, all right? They lost a game to the Bears early. All right, but it was a 3-point loss. Good defense, things happen. They hadn't yet fully maybe hit their stride, whatever. Maybe Burrow wasn't fully confident. I think that was week 2 they lost.
Yeah,
learned
it was
to trust
week 2.
Week 2.
Yep.
They lost to the Packers. They should have won that game in Cincinnati, the field goal.
Well, they could
charades.
Have. It was overtime.
That's what I'm saying. I think they should have won the game, really.
Yeah. No, you're right.
They should have won that game. So, and the Packers have not lost since week 1. They're 6-1. So, they lost to one good defense and one terrific team. Now, the thing that people might disagree with me. Don't get me wrong.
I think most people will. They lost to a terrific defense by 3.
Yes, with the Bears.
Yes.
But I think people would disagree with this assertion, but I think it makes sense because I said it last week. Now, when you beat the Ravens, who were high-flying, no doubt, looking really good, that's the back page. That is the showstopper. That's the acknowledgement for the rest of the fans to say, man, these guys are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought now, I'm not going to say it's fully comparable, but it's pretty close in a not obvious way. When they went into Detroit and I said this last week, point by point, just dismantled a bad team. Although, give the Lions credit, they came out, they emptied the bag yesterday against the Rams. That was
Lions
awesome.
Are a team that you have to worry about losing to every week.
Correct.
Even though they're winless.
And the Bengals were pretty much the only team that came out and just seized their soul from the get-go. So, that told me one thing. Well, it told me two things. Well, reinforced one, then it told me something else. It reinforced their talent, but it told me that they're ready to start taking steps because they're not messing around.
Yeah, you're right.
I think that I thought the Detroit win was pretty big.
They understand the urgency of the moment that they're in right now and the opportunity, and that was no more evident than against the Ravens, who are a good team. You don't just come in and obliterate the Baltimore Ravens. You just don't.
No.
First of all, the Ravens are so good at controlling the ball and not turning it over. And Lamar Jackson with his run game and his ability to now throw the ball a little bit But it's starting to – you give credit to Cincinnati's defense, right? I think Le'Veon Bell was the leading – no, actually maybe Lamar Jackson was. But Le'Veon Bell had – he only had five carries on the day. He was just – but think about that. Le'Veon Bell was their leading rusher. Devontae Freeman had the most yards, but Le'Veon Bell had five carries.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the Ravens are compromised, but still, they beat them. You know, they destroyed them. 24-point victory against one of the best teams in the AFC so far this season in Baltimore. And so, on paper, is Cincinnati better? Yeah, sure. And so it's almost like they should have won this game, but to win it in this fashion was eye-opening. And I think they opened a lot of eyes for a lot of people yesterday.
And you know what? We know they have the quarterback. We know that Chase is a stud. We know that they've got good complementary receivers in Boyd and Higgins. Yeah. And we know that Mixon's very good. Now they got a tight end, too.
Yeah, of course.
Now they got a real tight end.
And not only that, they got a good defense.
They do have a pretty good defense.
We forget
pretty good.
Trey Hendrickson, who we talked about a lot last year with the Saints.
Yeah.
He's now their top sacker on the team. They play smart. They're always in the right place. You see them, they're opportunistic. Hey, this team is balanced, and I mean they're poised to be as they are the best team in the AFC right now. They would be the number one seed if the playoffs happened right now, and a lot of it falls on Joe Burrow, who I was unsure about him to start the season. I honestly really was, because you tear your ACL, what was it, six games in. And you just don't know, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes you're just hesitant. You're nervous. You're skittish, whatever. Yep. First game, he's right back into it, just like he was at the end of his or at the beginning of his rookie season. So you got to give him a ton of credit. 69% completion percentage. I mean, look at his averages. He's turned the ball over a little bit too much, but at the end of the day, that doesn't hurt you when you're as explosive as this team has become.
Mm-hmm. You know, listen, we could probably cherry pick a few stories around the NFL right now, and not even to do it, but just to throw that thought out there, because I want to keep it on the Bengals for a little bit more. But you could go through the standings and find a few situations like, oh, well, that team, that's a cute little story. That team might be overachieving a little bit. If I asked anybody that really knows football and the rosters and both conferences and all the things you need to know to have a little more than a rudimentary sense of what's happening, would anybody say that the Bengals would not be, injuries, you can't quantify that now, but if everybody stays healthy, that the Bengals will not be in this position next year and the year after?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, of course.
Do we know about the Browns? We don't know if they're going to re-sign Baker. We don't know who's playing quarterback for the Steelers next year.
Yeah.
Lamar's a stud, obviously, but we don't even fully know about we know about Lamar. I don't want to say that, but Lamar's had a couple of dud games this year as well.
I mean,
15 for 50, 50. He was 50% last yesterday.
That's right.
So, but the Bengals, to me, offensively, we'll see a little more defensively, though they're going in the right direction. Offensively, I mean, if I say construct a list of the top three offenses for the next 5 years.
Yeah. They're there.
Don't you think you'd have to put them on it?
Of course. Buffalo is certainly there as well. I can't say Tampa.
I don't know if I'd put Buffalo there. I don't know if I'd put them over this team.
No, not over.
Okay.
You're talking about top five.
Okay.
No. I agree with you.
I got you.
I'm talking, you said top five offenses over the next 5 years. Buffalo
Chargers
is certainly
would be
there. Chargers are definitely there. Arizona's there.
Yep.
I was going to say Bucks, but I can't see the Bucks, because what happens with Tom Brady in two years? Is Kyle Trask going to be the guy? Dallas has got to be there. They don't even have Michael Gallup right now. Look what they're doing.
Yep.
Yeah. So they're easily in the short top list. Five and of the short list over the next couple of years. But the other interesting thing when you think about the AFC, I mean, Cincinnati has the best record in the AFC right now, or at least tied for the best record with the Las Vegas Raiders. Will give them the edge over Baltimore because they just beat them. They haven't played the second game yet, and Buffalo has a bye week, so they're only 4-2. But there's no one really, no one jumps out in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
So at 5-2 with the best record, there is no limit to what they can do, where they can go.
I agree with you.
Right? A couple weeks ago, I wouldn't have thought that. I would have said, they're probably a step behind.
Mm-hmm.
Not far, but they're a step back. Now I'm saying they should be the engine on the train.
Yep.
Right? In the AFC. And that's got to be a great feeling for them because I got to be honest, Zach Taylor, their head coach, I didn't know.
Yeah, I remember when you first met him, you liked him, but you're like, course. I don't know if this is the guy.
Yeah,
you did one of their games for CBS. Right, you came back 2 years ago, right?
Yep. It's like he had all the answers, but now that he has the quarterback, he actually does have all the answers.
He's providing some answers, no doubt. So, and I feel great for tortured fan bases, and that is a fan base that has been. Yeah. Tortured. I mean, I know they had some quality teams with Marvin Lewis, but zero playoff wins, and you can still see going back to the 90s with Achilles Smith and Shula as the head coach and the bags over the head. Oh, yeah. This is post-Boomer size. And I mean, they were just miserable. That's a good fan base, and that is a good story to see, and it seems like it is very believable. Not an outlier. They got talent, no doubt. All right, let's get the update. Axe on top of that. Coming up, Monday staple, a little five-star rewind. Teak and I will hammer through some of the best sounds of Week 7. We'll do that after Rich. Right now, here's Zach. All right, Teak and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, a little five-star rewind coming up in a moment. Right now, it's time to ask the pros, where Teak and I give you a chance to ask us anything you want. Could be about the NFL, obviously. Could be about the first full week of the NBA season. A little college football, World Series, whatever. Just hit us up, throw us a tweet at CBS Sports Radio, and use the hashtag Ask the Pros at CBS Sports Radio, hashtag Ask the Pros. Stick around and listen later on. We'll take the best one, and we'll address it on the air before we get out of here shortly before 6 Eastern. So make it good. We'll give you some props as well. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs, guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Coming up next hour, a little college football. The Buckeyes just dominate, all right? So between the Buckeyes' resurgence and Penn State stumbling, some other machinations around college football, things be changing a little bit. Teak and I will hit that in addition to the World Series coming up at about 4:20. Right now, it's a Monday staple. Five-star rewind. Teak, you ready to hit it? See what we got today?
I am.
Let's go.
Time to buckle in.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. That's some fun.
Here's your latest five-star rewind.
Hello?
Teak and Tierney give you the best highlights from their top five games over the past weekend.
I know I'm going to get got, but I'm going to get mine more than I get got, though.
Here we come. It's a man's game now.
All right, and five-star rewind brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. It's the one when you got to get stuff done. Drink it in seconds. Feel it minutes later, lasts for hours, tastes great as well. That is 5-Hour Energy. As always, we start on the Sunday night stage in soggy Santa Clara, making four straight in the wrong direction for the Niners.
Shotgun snap to Wentz, pumps to his right, looks, going deep down the right sideline. Michael Pittman is there. He's got it into the end zone. Touchdown, Indianapolis. Michael Pittman skying high, yanked it out of the air, and spins in for 6. 2:49 to go. Colts lead 29-18.
That's how it sounded on Westwood One Sports. Ryan Radke with the call right there. They would tack on the PAT, a 12-point dub despite being 4.5-point dogs. The Colts suddenly getting hot. They've won 3 straight. And after 2 straight wins to start the season, the Niners getting skittish. 4 straight L's here, Teak.
Yeah, no, they look bad right now. And they're not really getting much production offensively except from Debo Samuel, who had just that 100 yards. Jimmy Garoppolo not much you can do with him quarterback wise. And I know that, you know, Trey Lance, they drafted and they tried to play him a couple weeks ago and he's banged up now, so they got to go back to Jimmy Garoppolo. It's going to be a tough struggle for this team despite the opportunities that I think they have going forward. With Jimmy G, he's just limited. It's just not that I hate Jimmy Garoppolo. He's just limited, and it showed.
Yeah, no, he is. It's true. We've had our, you know, we like Jimmy. He's certainly serviceable. But in terms of, you know, when you need a little bit more, and in that division, you need more between the Cardinals and the Rams. Looks like it's not going to be the Niners' year. They're 3-4, as we said. Up next for 2-4, pardon me. Up next for San Francisco in Chicago. And the Niners are 3.5-point favorites. Interesting. Meanwhile, the Titans getting red hot here. They're against Tennessee. Also red hot. 1 Eastern CBS big game in the division coming up on Sunday. Indy 1-point dogs. Up next, we go to L.A. Have a year, Cooper Kupp.
Straight backdrop. Throw right. Cup by Cup at the pylon. He goes airborne. He got in. Touchdown, Cooper Kupp. Touchdown, L.A. Daryl Worley, the reserve corner, tried to cut him down. Could not keep Cooper Kupp out of the end zone. He's got another 2-touchdown performance, the go-ahead touchdown. belongs to Cooper Kupp.
He has been absolutely phenomenal. J.B. Long on the Rams Radio Network. Final score 28-19. So Stafford against his former team gets it done as we expected. 56 receptions, 809 yards. 9 touchdowns. Not a bad season for Kupp, although there's a lot more to go in this season.
I know. You're right. He could get 2,000 yards this year with an extra game, especially with Matt Stafford throwing him the rock. Jared Goff on the other side. He threw an interception, especially one late in the game that was it was bad, but it was pressure up the middle from Aaron Donald, and Jalen Ramsey picked it off, and that basically ended the game. But I love this Detroit Lions team, despite the fact that they haven't won yet.
Uh-huh.
They come out, they score, they onside kick. They
fake punt.
Fake punt. Onside kick, get the ball, do nothing, and then fake punt.
That's
I mean, it's unreal.
I would love that.
I love that. And so, I mean, they made this one a game really until the fourth quarter, until the turnovers ended up costing them. But the Rams are sitting right there, right behind the Arizona Cardinals in the West, and one of the best teams in football right now, mainly because their offense is just clicking on all cylinders.
Well, let's hear from the head of the offense. Here's Stafford going to get up against his former team.
I've said it a bunch of times, and I truly mean it. I love my time there. I love, you know, all the people there that treated me, my family, my wife, with a ton of respect and a ton of grace, you know, for a long time. So, you know, it was cool to see that. Once the ball was snapped, it was football time. I was ready to go play. But it was cool to see some of the stuff going on around.
Class act right there. Again, final score 28-19. Rams should continue to eat. They're taking on the woeful Texans next week. 14.5-point favorites. It should be more. I mean, just jump on it now. Why not? Detroit hosting Philly. We'll see what happens there. All right, Teague, moving on. Troubles continue to mount for Ron Rivera and company. A-Rod's to wide receiver one. Little pay dirt.
Here's the snap. Scans the secondary. Rolls right, buying time. Still looking. Throws it back over the middle. Got Devontae wide open to the end zone. Touchdown! Rodgers rolling right. Looked left. Saw Devontae wide open between the hash marks. And put the ball right on the number.
That's how it sounded. Wayne Larrivee, yep. Rodgers putting it right in the breadbasket. What he usually does, that's why he's Rodgers. Packers Radio Network on the call. 24-10 the final. Washington mounting no offense at all. And listen, I mean, Aaron Rodgers and company, that first week, that first troubling week, that is a distant memory. They're 6-1 all the season, T.
Yeah, and since that point, Aaron Rodgers has thrown 17 touchdowns to no interceptions in the 6-game winning streak, BT. But it is the quarterback on the other side that just has us worried about the Washington football team. We like Taylor Heineke. Good story. Mm. Maybe a good backup in this league. But he just threw he had some bad decisions, some fumbles and a bad interception. In this game, he's going to hold them back. And, you know, the slide at the end zone. I mean, we saw this play. He walk in, take a hit if you have to.
But then he did the Lambo leap.
I know.
And they had to take the entry.
That's right.
The touchdown didn't count.
Right,
he did a Lambo leap.
Take a hit, man.
No kidding.
Don't slide knee first and then stick the ball across. Like, be a football player, right? Because that was a turning point. For those who missed it, slides down at the 3-yard line. Ball doesn't cross the line of scrimmage. They go for it on fourth. He gets stoned.
Loses the football.
Loses the football. Yeah. I mean, forget it. It's over. That was really when the game ended. So.
I'm with you. Here's Rodgers on the 6-1 start. Here's Rodgers.
Not many people would have expected this. Maybe looking at our schedule starting the season. Definitely not after week 1. So I'm proud of our guys, the way we're playing, getting contributions from a lot of different guys.
All right, up next for Washington, who they're just slipping away, 2-5 on the season. They're in Denver, Broncos -3, Green Bay 6-1. This is going to be awesome this week to start week 8, Thursday night in Arizona. And the Cards, 3.5-point favorites early against Green Bay. And speaking of the Cards in Arizona, the Texans mere roadkill for the unblemished boys from Arizona.
Drops back to throw. Lobs it. Far side. Ertz with the catch at the 30. Loose at the 20. Far side 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. Zach Ertz. 47 yards. Becomes the first player ever to have touchdown catches in consecutive games for 2 different teams. The newest member of the Cardinals may have just put this one out of reach. 23-5.
Now, what do you know? We've got another weapon to mess around with. Dave Pasch doing his thing on the Cardinals radio network. 47 yards. Ertz finding the house. Arizona 7-0. Houston 1-6. We know their issues. And how about the setup this Thursday night against the Packers?
Oh,
Cards and Packers.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic to watch that game because 2 great quarterbacks, one old, one young. getting it done. And the evolution of Kyler Murray has been so interesting to watch. You know, obviously he ran the ball a lot his first couple of years, averaged 51 yards on the ground last year, which is a testament to his ability to run. You know what he's averaging this year, BT? 18. He does not, you know, want to run. He scrambles sometimes, but he doesn't want to run. He stands in the pocket and delivers the ball downfield. The strike he threw on third and 32, I believe it was, to AJ Green into cover two on the sideline was about as perfect a ball as you could throw. And he's got weapons all around. AJ Green, I mentioned, DeAndre Hopkins,
Christian
Kirk. And now Zach Ertz is there. And Kirk.
And AJ Green.
And
they're loaded.
And Chase
this.
Edmonds and James Conner are doing it on the ground. They rush for 140 yards. Cardinals are getting, I mean, they're the best team in football right now.
Who do you think wins this game, real quick?
Cardinals.
You think the Cards beat them? Interesting. Plenty of time to hit that. All right, finally, a little more history for the GOAT.
Brady motion left to right. We move right to left. Here's Brady's pass. Caught ball. Touchdown, Mike Evans. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Fire the cannons. Where are you? 20 to nothing. Bucks score another touchdown off a Chicago Bears turnover. 600 touchdown passes for Tom Brady.
That's how it sounded. Gene Dekaroff doing his thing on the Bucks radio network. 21-0, the quick start. Never looking back. 35-3, the final. And it took a little while. I had to go into the stands to get the ball back. But Tom Brady on retrieving touchdown pass number 600.
That was really cool. I got in the bag over there. So Mike gave it away. He goes, man, I'm sorry, man. I get it. I said, sorry. I'm sure they'll figure out a way to get it back. But I don't actually keep too many things. So in that circumstance, I felt like that might be a good one to keep.
The fan said when you asked for the football, he said he couldn't say no to Tom Brady. You got to give respect to the
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. He's going to get something nice in return, so we'll get him a helmet or a couple jerseys or some other stuff. So it was really cool of him to do that.
Couple jerseys?
Yeah.
Tom Brady just throwing it around.
That is sports memorabilia, one of one.
Yeah, that's true.
That's never been done.
That's true.
And I don't know if it will be done.
In terms of at that age or the totality of the touchdowns?
600 touchdowns.
I think that will be broken given the nature of the NFL. I mean, it might be 20 or 30 years, but they're playing flag football out there for the most part.
True, but that's one of one.
Easy for me to say as I don't get hit in studio, but you know what I mean. It's a different passing game.
We will see. But Tom Brady was spectacular.
Yeah.
Fantasy football, I started Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
He was terrible.
He was awful. Didn't throw a touchdown.
You know what covered up for me? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense.
How many points did they get you?
Like 20.
They
had five turnovers in this game. 3 interceptions, 2 fumbles. They completely harassed Justin Fields. I felt bad for the guy after a while.
5 turnovers for Fields.
5 turnovers on him. 2 fumbles and 3 interceptions. The Bucs are just starting to click. And at 6-1, I know they got a loss. But at 6-1, I mean, they're right there behind the Cardinals and probably right there with the Green Bay Packers is the best teams in the NFC.
And Tampa will visit the Superdome. The Saints are playing tonight against Seattle. No Russell Wilson, as we know, so it's still Geno's show until it's not. Mm-hmm. Bucks 4.5 points favored for next week against the Saints in New Orleans, as I said. Chicago hosting San Francisco. This is interesting. Bears 3.5 point dogs. I don't know how you lay points with San Francisco at this point. Maybe the Sharps haven't gotten it right yet. Maybe the time to jump in is now, because that might correct itself. All right. Coming up, the topsy-turvy, whacked-out nature of college football. We told you this in July. Mm-hmm. More specifically, we hammered this in August, that it is going to be all over the map. More wacky stuff this weekend. And we're just about halfway done. We have a lot more college football to go. True. And it has been flat out nuts. Nuts.
But awesome.
Now, I was not inferring anything negative there. Just saying nuts. Nuts is good. Nuts is good. We'll get to that coming up hour two. World Series as well. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.